Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the show, Elvis Rocking Monday, episode 17. So we're getting up there. We're going to have a good rocking time tonight. It's Monday. It's one of those days. I do have some announcements to do, and I also have to read my disclaimer, and then we can start, okay? TCB. I want everyone listening to know what I'm about to say is based upon my own personal beliefs and not the beliefs or opinions of others. This show, if we say anything, is for you all to make up your own minds and your own conclusions, okay? The 33 years I have spent researching Elvis Presley, I have came up with my own beliefs and my own conclusions. I'm allowed to be able to say these things, you know, but I hope that I can help you make up your own minds on the subject if we ever bring up the subject Elvis is alive. And then you can come up with your own conclusions. Also, the content that we discuss on these shows usually are mine and the man that I believe is Elvis. And the graphics belong to none other than Tanya Jenkins. We love her very much. And please don't steal our work, okay? We work really hard here at the TCB Network, and we don't like people stealing our time, our knowledge, or our work, okay? And if any of you guys have any problems with anything, please contact me, and I will give you the name and number of my lawyer, okay? But this show is not one of those shows anyway. This show is just to listen to Elvis. You know, listen to some Elvis music and unwind a little bit. Today was Monday. And, you know, I'm a little like Garfield in that respect. I'm not very good on Mondays, y'all. They stink. Okay? Because I just had a good weekend of not having to get up at 5:40 in the morning, you know, to get my son up for school. So it was like, and then Monday, and I'm like Garfield. I just put the covers over my head. No, but here we are. So anyway, I'm going to play a song I know you're going to love. I Gotta Know.
Get up in the morning, feeling mighty weak, tossing and a turn. Well, I ain't had no sleep, oh baby, what roads all I'm taking? To romance or heartbreaking? Won't you say which way you're gonna go? I gotta know, gotta know, gotta know. 99 make 14, 4 and 4 make 9. The clock is striking 13, I think I'm on my mind. You know it's getting aggravating. How long can I keep waiting? Tell me if you love me, yes or no. I gotta know, gotta know, gotta know. I gotta know, gotta know, gotta know. Oh, how much I need you. I'll pity on this heart of mine. Whatever you need and want me to, I'll be your one and only till the end of time. Saw the fortune teller, had my fortune read. She sent me to the doctor, who sent me straight to face her. I'm so mad, I'm lovesick. Got my mind on lipstick. Will you kiss away my cares and woe? I gotta know, gotta know.
Yeah, he's gotta know, he's gotta know. Oh, I'm glad you like that song, guys. Here's another one that I think you guys are going to like. I did try to pick, most of these songs are done in the early mid 60s, so I hope you enjoy these. This one is Kiss Me Quick.
Kiss me quick, while we still have this feeling. Hold me close and never let me go. Cause tomorrows can be so uncertain. Love can fly and leave just hurting. Kiss me quick because I love you so. Kiss me quick and make my heart go crazy. Sigh that sigh and whisper oh so low. Tell me that tonight will last forever. Say that you will leave me never. Kiss me quick because I love you so. Oh, let the band keep playing while we are swaying. Let's keep on praying that they'll never stop. Kiss me quick, I just can't stand this waiting. Cause your lips are lips I long to know. Let the band keep playing while we are swaying. Let's keep on praying that they'll never stop. Kiss me quick, I just can't stand this waiting. Cause your lips are lips I
secret because I love you so. Kiss me quick because I love you so.
Okay, that was Kiss Me Quick. And I guess during the day, I guess you would have to. If you didn't kiss him quick enough, he'd be smooching on somebody else. If you guys are keeping up with the book that we are reading on Wednesdays for our book club, it's Love Beads from Elvis. And there's a part where the very first night she meets Elvis at his gate at Graceland, he Frenches her and then turns around and starts kissing on her sister too. It's like, kiss him quick, girls, because he'll move on to somebody else. Kiss him quick. Anyways, just a few announcements. I'll play a song and then I'll get callers in here for the rest of the show. I got an idea from a friend of mine, Stephanie. We are all on Messenger, and on Wednesday nights, it's kind of hard talking back and forth on Messenger individually to these gals. Stephanie came up with the idea of making one big chat room just for Wednesday night for you ladies that want to chat live while I'm talking about the book. Granted, I can't sit and chat with you guys if I'm reading the book, but I can read eventually when I do play a song or something. I can catch up, you know, just say things worthwhile in there, like, you know, a question or something, especially when I take callers, you know, that way if you don't get to call in, you can ask me the question in the chat group and I'll see it. And I'll make sure I acknowledge it, you know, and answer the question, you know. But I think having a chat group for the book club, Love Beads from Elvis book, for all of us to be able to converse while we are listening to the book. Only those that are listening, please. If you guys want to be a part of the chat group, there are some rules that are going to apply. One of the rules are you can only chat in that chat group on Wednesday nights for book club only. Okay, it's not just a chit-chat group room that you do all day long, blah, 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 post pictures, post this, post... No, it's just for the book club only chat group on Wednesday. So if you guys can just not talk in there till Wednesday, then we can keep up with what's being said, you know. And also, you need to please tell me through Messenger, please, that you want to... be a part of it, so I'll add you. If you want to be in it, you're gonna have to ask me, because I do not know all y'all who are all paying attention to the shows. I know some of you guys are, but I mean, I don't know all of y'all. So please give me a message in Messenger and let me know. That way I can add you guys and know again that it's just for Wednesday night chat for the book club only, nothing else. Okay. So thank you, Stephanie. That's a good idea. It'll simplify things a little bit. It's hard to be able to, it's hard reading and trying to do that and conversing individually with you guys. So I think a chat group is good idea. Keep it organized and whatever. But thanks, Steph. I appreciate it. We are doing a Valentine's special show for Friday because it's Valentine's Day on Friday and it's my show on Friday. So, yes, we are definitely having an Elvis Valentine's show. Now, this is what I want from you guys. Yeah, I'm going to want something from you guys. Another something from you guys. Since it's Valentine's, I want all you guys to write Elvis a little Valentine. I will put a post in the group. Do not do it right now. Wait for I post it. I'm going to post in the group. I'm going to ask each one of y'all to comment Your Valentine to Elvis and a song that you guys want to hear for the show. And I will read all y'all's Valentines to Elvis to him, and I'll play the song of your choice, okay? But please wait for me to post on my group and Brandon's group about it, okay? I'll even put it on the TCB Network page. That way, even non-members can see what we're doing, okay? And you guys can all tell Elvis happy Valentine, because I know first and foremost Elvis is your Valentine. I know all you ladies, he's your Valentine. Oh yeah, I know these things. I know. So anyway, give him your love notes, and you guys have the whole rest of the week to do it. I'll take notes up until the very first. I'll take notes while I'm doing the show. Just make sure you get it done, guys. You don't want to miss it. All right. I'm going to play a song, and then we can get back to what we're doing. This is Rip It Up, because that's what we're going to do tonight.
Well, it's Saturday night and I just got paid. I'm fooling about my money, don't try to save. My heart says go, go, have a time. On a Saturday night, baby, and I feel it fine. I wanna rock it up, I wanna rip it up, I wanna shake it up, so I wanna ball it up, I wanna rip it up, having a ballin' night. Well, I got me a date and I won't be late. I picked her up in my 88. Shag on down by the social hall. When the joint starts jumping, I'll have a ball. I wanna rock it up, I'm gonna shake it up, I'm gonna rip it up, gonna ball it up, I'm gonna rip it up, gonna ball tonight. But I don't care if I spend my dough, cause tonight I'm gonna be a one, I have a soul. I wanna rock it up, I wanna rip it up, I wanna shake it up, gonna ball it up, I wanna rip it up, and a ball tonight. Well, it's Saturday night and I just got paid. I'm fool about my money, don't try to save. My heart says go, go, have a time. Well, it's Saturday night, baby, and I'm a feeling fine. I'm gonna rock it up, I'm gonna rip it up, I'm gonna shake it up, I'm gonna ball it up, I'm gonna rip it up, having a ball tonight.
All right, guys, rip it up. The new music doesn't have anything on the music back in the day. You know, I listened to the Grammy Awards. Watched it actually, and I just have to say, music these days is going to heck in a handbasket. Hey, ladies, how you doing, Ann and Susan? Hello? Well, I had Ann and Susan. I do not hear them. I do not know what's going on. Maybe they can call again and try again, guys, because you're not there. Anyways, what I was saying is music these days is going to heck. I watched the Grammy Awards and, oh, I was a little disappointed. You know, I wasn't disappointed with some of the stuff. There is some things on that show that actually gave me nostalgia and made me feel better, you know, because I saw Shania Twain come back and rock the stage, you know, and do all her hits. In a beautiful, beautiful show dress. It was so neat. She did great. And it brought back memories because I loved her back in the 90s. I mean, she was just great. But things about the Grammy Awards, you know, made me go, well, yeah, that music is great. It's awesome. And then they played some of the new stuff and the new entertainers. And it was just so hard to watch it. It was hard to suffer through it, okay? And not the whole show, but some of the new people, it's not good. Anyway, it's going to heck. I have Ann in season. Let's try this again, ladies. Hello.
Hello, Shauna.
Hi, Shauna.
Hi, Susan. Hi, Ann.
Hi, darling.
Hello.
How are you?
Oh,
we're back.
I'm good. Thank you, ladies, for coming back. I was talking about the Grammy Awards. I watched it, and I was happy about some parts, but so disappointed with the new stuff that's out. I was like, okay, whatever.
It isn't the same.
No, it's
disappointing.
Same, no.
It's disappointing. Mm. Nobody knows what talent is these days. It's kind of like the flip of a coin, you know? It's who you know, or some of it's not even talent at all, because a lot of these new entertainers are using these voice changers. And it's like, you can't sing, man. You're using a machine. Oh.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
It's not half
the stuff that's out today.
Well, I'm a big fan of Saturday Night Live. Yes, I said it. I watched the show. And I like some of the acts that come on there, the entertainers that sing songs and blah, 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 the new album that's out or whatever they're pushing. And some of it's good, but some of it's like, who the hell are you? I have no idea who these people are. It's like, I'm so out of step with the new music, you know. I had to know, there's a few songs that are good, but some of the entertainers, they're not worth a dime a dozen, and it's just sad. It's like, what happened to music when it was music, ladies and gentlemen? What happened?
That's true,
These days, an entertainer, these days they don't sing what they feel. It's a paycheck, and you can tell. You can certainly tell. It's sad, really. Let's listen to something good. Okay. Everything Elvis is good. I have to admit, I listen to him a lot. But here we go. This is very old, and you'll tell, but it's probably a song y'all have never even heard. It's called "It's Not Fun Being Lonely." One you guys haven't heard.
I haven't heard that one, no.
No,
you're right.
Haven't.
No, I haven't.
I think it wasn't officially released. I think it was just him jamming with the quartet, and it just got recorded. I don't think it was meant to be anything, because it's never on a record that I know. I found it on YouTube. I was like, wow, that's good. So, anyway, Let's keep this good songs going. This is one of the best, guys. And every time I hear it, I think of Elvis in a black tailored suit. Oh, Lord. And it's not the 68
comeback.
Yes. It's not the black leather suit from the 68 comeback special.
Right.
Oh, no. This is the black satin, nice satin black tie. Everything all, nice.
James
enough.
Bond.
Suit, oh. Very nice. The song is Return the Sender, everybody.
Good song.
Oh. Return the Sender. Return the Sender.
I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it,
Return the Sender. Address unknown. No such number. No such phone. We had a quarrel. A lover's spat.
All right, I'm sorry, but my letter keeps coming back. So then I dropped it in the mailbox. As in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it,
Return the Sender. Address unknown. No such person. No such zone.
This time I'm gonna take it myself.
Question for you ladies. What movie was that song on? Do you guys know? Hello?
Mine's gonna blank. Hello?
Is it? Okay. It happens. It happens. Susan, you know. You know his movies like I do, honey. What movie was Return to Sender in? I'll give her a chance. I know she has Logan, so she might have to type it. I'll keep giving her a chance, but I'm about to tell the answer, ladies and gentlemen. All right. The movie that Return to Sender was on is Girls, Girls, Girls. Because, yes. And it is a fun movie. I don't quite like the leading lady in that movie. I don't find her even close to being someone Elvis would want to hook up with, you know. I don't know. It doesn't seem like a typical leading lady, that girl. Nor does the girl in Double Trouble. I just don't see that. But, okay, whatever. Anyways, it's not my place to pick Elvis's leading ladies anyway. I think besides Anne Margaret, I mean, she only did one, but my favorite leading lady of Elvis is Yvonne Craig. She was also Batwoman. Oh my gosh, that lady was not just beautiful, had a terrific body, but her and Elvis, I think, were great together. And she did a good 3 or 4 movies, I mean, with them. I mean, she was in Kissing Cousins, she was in It Happened at the World's Fair. She's also in another one, and I know I'll hear about it tomorrow because I didn't get it, but she was in Enough, but she was my favorite. I really liked Yvonne Craig, and she sadly passed away, but you know what? The good ones always do, and it's sad, but I would have liked to have seen Anne Margaret in more movies with Elvis, but see, they were both so big time that I doubt they would have had time to do another movie together. They both were about the same big time going on. You know, their career was skyrocketing in the movie field. You know, after she did Bye Bye Birdie, which is so funny, guys. If you guys ever watched Bye Bye Birdie, then
no,
you know that. The movie has, like I said, Anne Margaret in it, and it started her career. It's actually like the story of Elvis. It's set in the 1950s, and it's what if your favorite pop icon goes into the army? What do you do? That's why it's called Bye Bye Birdie, because the guy of their icon was Conrad Birdie, and it was a good movie, guys. It's hilarious, and you can see Anne at her best in her singing in there. But you know, I think they were both so on top that it wouldn't have happened with another movie, you know, for her being another leading lady. Besides, after their love affair, and it as heated as it was, it had to end. And I don't think it would have been a good idea to put them on the big screen together. Do you guys?
No.
It was bound to happen.
I like the actress in Blue Hawaii with him. I don't know her name.
Lee? Not Barbara Lee. I don't.
Because she's appeared in a couple of them. Elvis's films.
She was in Blue Hawaii. She was in Blue Hawaii, and she was also in the movie Kid Galahad.
Yeah.
Shorter hair.
Yeah, I think she's pretty good. They look good together, I think.
Oh, yeah, she was a pretty good actress, and I believed her. I think her name was Joan Blackman. Joan Blackman, yes. It was Joan Blackman was her name.
Yeah.
And she was very pretty, you know, and I liked. But I'm just saying my favorite was Yvonne Craig. Now, back in the day, Anne Mobley was pretty funny with him, too. Anne Mobley, guys. I mean, Harum Scarum. Girl Happy, she was the real hot one that he tried to get with, but he just couldn't have alone time with her. All of his movies have a story. They're all great. I know they all have the same plot mostly. Boy wants girl, boy gets girl, boy loses girl, boy wins girl back, you know.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
And a bar scene in between or a big fight, you know. But they were all fun to me, and I know they all have a good place with y'all's hearts too, because his movies is what started me falling in love with him, with his movies. I was young, and that's all I had was VHS movies of his movies, and it was good to have, you know. I didn't have a cable back then. This was before cable, ladies and gentlemen. I lived in rural area. That's all I had was a VCR. So I got to fall in love with his movies, you know, watch him through movies. And then later on, I got to learn the music, and then I got to, you know, learn some other things about him. But it all started with the movies, the movies and the music right then and there. But you guys, he did so much music. You can't listen to it all. Here, I'll give you another example. I'll play another song for you guys to enjoy.
Okay.
This is called Just Tell Her Jim Said Hello.
She's sitting right over there. I'd know that face anywhere. I'd run up and embrace her, but I'm ashamed to face her. Just tell her Jim said hello. I'd like to pour out my heart, thought. I'd like to tell her what I'm really feeling, but just tell her Jimson hello. Just tell her Jimson hello. Just tell her Jim and she'll know. Don't tell her I'm feeling blue. That's just between me and you. Don't say I'm thinking of her. Don't tell her I still love her. Just tell her Jimson hello. Just tell her Jimson hello. Just tell her Jimson.
Yes, I can hear.
I can hear you too, but I can't hear anybody else over the baby. How about I play something for you there, Susan? Looks like you got your hands full. Hold on, I'll come Elvis to the rescue. Hold on, I'm searching. I've got the perfect song for you. Just let me find it. I have so many Elvis songs in here, you guys have no idea. Oh, I'm still going. I'm almost there. Oh, here we go. Let's see. It's up here. Almost there, ladies and gents. Come on. They don't always have these like an alpha. Here it is. Okay. I will play this just for little Logan, Susan. Blare it so he'll hear it. This is Elvis doing Big Boots. Rock-a-bye, baby. Nice.
They call your daddy Big Boots. Big Boots is his name. It takes a big man to wear big boots. That's your daddy's claim to fame. They know your daddy Big Boots wherever soldiers are, 'cause he can handle an armored tank just like a kiddie car. So sleep, little soldier, don't you cry. General Sandman soon coming by. Gonna tell you a little secret, you won't believe it's true. Did you know your daddy Big Boots once wore little boots like you?
Oh, wow. Isn't that so sweet? Oh, it is a sweet song. There is a couple of lullabies that he had recorded for soundtracks of movies, of course, and we're back on the movie subject. But I hope Logan enjoyed that. I know sometimes Wade likes listening. Well, he doesn't quite listen to lullabies anymore, but when he did, he kind of appreciated it. But it took me a while to find it. I'm sorry, but did he settle down? Sounds quiet. Well, quiet's good. Quiet's good.
To it anyway.
Yeah, quiet down.
Susan's asleep, he's awake.
Yeah.
No, don't see. Okay. So let's play another song. We've got 20 minutes. You know, I'm trying to fit as many as I can. This is a good one from 1960 when he came back from the Army.
Oh, this is my favorite.
But when I hold you in my arms, that's a heaven to me. Who cares for fame and fortune? They're only passing things. But the touch of your lips on mine makes me feel like a king. Your kind of love is a treasure I hold.
That he did right when he came back from the Army. All the ladies were missing him, and when he was on that Frank Sinatra show, you can hear them, "Oh, Elvis, you're back. Oh, Lordy. He's back, ladies. It's time to torture ourselves. He's back in the..." But
sure,
you know, the
good
one thing, you know, the one thing that Elvis did for us ladies, one thing he's done
set
for
my
us hormones
on fire.
Oh, honey bunny, you ain't talking to no choir on that one. You're talking to a whole army, because Elvis did one big thing to us ladies. He gave us fever. Whew.
Oh, he did.
Never know how much I love you. Never knew how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. Fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever. That is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started long ago.
felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. Now give us fever. When we kiss, it's fever with thy flame. Fever, I'm on fire. Fever, yeah, I burn forsooth. Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, Daddy, oh, don't you dare give me fever. With his kisses, fever, when he holds me tight. Fever, I'm his missus, Daddy, won't you treat him right? Now you've listened to my story. Here's the point that I have made. Cats were born to give chicks fever, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade. We give you fever. When we kiss you, fever, if you live and learn. Fever, till you sizzle, but what a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn.
See, ladies, he gives you fever. Yes, he does. It depends on what you're looking at, what you're reading, or what you're thinking about, but Elvis is in those thoughts. I know you ladies. I know you ladies because, you know, I find myself guilty of the same thing. I mean, you're all attracted to an image, and that image was very, very nice. Very, very nice. It's very nice. And it's hard to look away. But anyways, the thing is, we all got stung. We all got stung by the Elvis bug. So I'm going to play I Got Stung because we all got stung.
Holy smoke, land sakes alive. I never thought this could happen to me.
Yeah. I got stung by a sweet honeybee. Oh, what a feeling coming over me. It started in my eyes, crept up to my head, the loot of my heart. I was stung, did I not? Oh, I got stung. Yeah. Yeah. She had all that I wanted and more. And I've seen honeybees before. She started buzzing in my ear for hours, and then my brain got stung. Oh, what a feel, no pain, I'm not. I got stung. I won't let nobody sting me but you. I'll be buzzing when you hive every day in five, but I'm never gonna leave one side of the ride, 'cause I'm done. I got stung. Yeah. Yeah. And I don't think I'm complaining. I'm mighty pleased we met, 'cause you give me one little peck on the back of my neck, and I break out in a cold, cold sweat. One little lick. 102. I won't let nobody see me but you. I'm buzzing around your hive every day at five, but I'm never gonna leave once I arrive, 'cause I'm done. I got stuck.
All right, I got stung. I love all these songs. They're good. Okay, so
I absolutely adore them.
Aw. So I did good, huh? I picked them
you
well.
You did.
I did good.
You did.
Thank
you. You've done much of these ones, Shauna. But doing them.
I was just listening to all of these today on YouTube, and I just picked the ones out that I, you know, really jammed to or liked, and that's what I put in the studio tonight. I was like, you go through Elvis song list, you know, I mean, you can only listen to so many, but these were the ones that, you know, were playing on somebody's playlist, and I liked it. So I was like, okay, I'll pick these. Most of these songs were on the Potluck album that I'm going to be getting to. So some of these songs you can find on there. Now, let's see what I've got. Oh, you ladies will like this one. This is Ain't That Lovin' Ya Baby.
Oh, yeah.
I could ride around the world in an old ox cart and never let another girl breathe my heart. Is that loving you, baby? 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 Is that loving you so? I could meet 100 girls and have loads of fun. My hugging and my kissing belong to just one.
I got 6 minutes left. This is a good one. It's called Stepping Out of Line. It's from the Potluck album.
Well, listen, little lady, you're stepping out of line. Oh, watch your hurry, baby. You got a lot of time. Well, that's not a love you feel. It only makes watch out, you'll break the heart you're wearing on your sleeve. Cheating with your sister, now you think you know it all. Oh, where's he gonna get you? Are you riding for a fall? Better slow it down, I see a danger sign. Cause the way you step it right, step it out of line. With your kisses, and you think you know it all. Oh, where are they gonna get you? Are you riding for a fall? Better slow it down. I see a dangerous sign. Cause the way you're stepping right, stepping out of line. You're stepping out of line. You're stepping out of line.
All right, ladies and gents, I've got to go. It is that time. I know it. It goes so fast, but I love each and every one of you guys. Thank you, Ann and Susan, for calling in. And it was nice listening to little Logan. It makes me miss when Wade was that little. Guys, just keep tuning into the TCB Network because, you know, the best is yet to come. We still keep doing the best we can for y'all and pick the best songs that you guys might want to hear. Thank you so much, and I will talk to you all Wednesday when we do our book club. But tomorrow, watch out for my Shauna's Opinion About Elvis video. I'll be making another one. It'll be uploaded tomorrow. So great. Don't forget to look out for that. Okay, guys, I love y'all, and I'm going to end it with a good song. Love you too. I'm going to end this with a good song that has Elvis's ability. It shows that while he was in the army, he was practicing. This is Suspicion. Love y'all. TCB, guys.
Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me. Every time you hold me, I'm still not certain that you care. Though you keep on saying you really, really, really love me, do you speak the same words to someone else when I'm not there? Suspicion torments my heart. Suspicion keeps us apart. Suspicion, why torture me? Every time you call me and tell me we should meet tomorrow, I can't help but think that you're meeting someone else tonight. Why should our romance just keep on causing me such sorrow? Why am I so doubtful whenever you are out of sight? Suspicion torments my heart. Suspicion keeps us apart. Suspicion, why torture me? Darling, if you love me, I beg you, wait a little longer. Wait until I drive all these foolish fears out of my mind. How I hope and pray that our love will keep on growing stronger. Maybe I'm suspicious cause true love is so hard to find. Suspicion torments my heart. Suspicion keeps us apart. Suspicion